Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator, Bob Kempf.
All right, Bob. So there's different advisories, watches, and warnings. Some people may not know the difference in what an advisory or a watch or a warning is. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. And our advisories, watches, and warnings, they work a little different in the winter compared to in the summer. You know, that winter weather advisory is just making you aware that, you know, there's something coming your way that it could cause, you know, what they say, significant inconveniences because of the weather, you know, and those inconveniences, if it should escalate, could lead into more of a life safety situation. You know, the watch, they come out a lot earlier in the winter compared to in the severe storm season. With a winter storm watch, you might get that 4 days ahead of time. They'll start talking about it and they'll put out a watch. And that's just to make you know that it's more intense. They could be longer lasting and things like that. And they're giving you more of a window to get prepared in the different things that you might do for that winter storm. And then a warning is like the warnings in severe weather. It's pretty much imminent that it's going to affect your area. Usually they'll try and put those out around 24 hours ahead of time. Sometimes they can get them out a little earlier, especially if it's more of a high likelihood that there's going to be that heavier snow accumulation or ice accumulation and things like that. Another one that we get around here every now and then is the ice storm warnings. You know, that's where they're looking at, you know, probably more than a quarter of an inch of ice accumulation and stuff like that. Whether, you know, coming from that freezing rain or a rain with a temperature drop along with it, you know, might be the situation. It may start out as rain, but they're anticipating that large drop in temperatures. And those they can put out, you know, 24, 36 hours ahead of time also. So usually with our winter stuff, we have a lot more lead time than we do in the severe weather season, you know.
A little more time as it's a little slower moving.
That's right. And those storms usually have a longer track to where that it holds itself together and moves over a larger area.
Okay, and then, of course, with the colder weather and colder temperatures, there's the exposure to cold temperatures that's always a risk to people as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, frostbite is one of those things to where a lot of times you don't know you've had frostbite until it's after and you're starting to get warmed up. You know, hypothermia can work the same way. You know, you want to wear, you know, several lighter layers so that you have layers to protect you from that and keeps the weather from carrying that heat away from your body and stuff like that. You know, frostbite's one of those things to where, you know, if you've got that pale, waxy look to your skin, what frostbite is it's actually the water molecules in your skin freezing and crystallizing is what causes frostbite. One of the things that you don't want to do is rub that because it's not liquid. It's ice inside your skin. So one of the best things to do is to put your hands, if that, you know, if you're talking about your fingers or your feet or something like that, extremities, you can put them under warm running water. You don't want to use real hot water. You want to kind of do a slow get rid of that instead of right away. You don't want to rub it or anything like that. You know, as far as, you know, the hypothermia, you know, that's where the core temperature of our body is getting below where it should be and stuff like that. And that works kind of the same way, you know, whether it maybe it's getting that person into the warm environment, wrapping them in a blanket, you know, getting them as covered up as possible so that, you know, the body's way of warming itself is shivering. You know, and that's one of the things with hypothermia is you lose that reaction. So as you warm them, shivering is a good thing and stuff like that, because that's the body creating more heat. So what you want to do is try and keep that heat in. And of course, in either one of those situations, you know, you've got the possibility, if it's severe enough, you're going to want to seek medical attention, especially with hypothermia, because, you know, with that body temperature going down, that can do a lot of things to our internal organs. It's hypothermia is very hard on the heart and stuff like that. So you would definitely want to seek some medical attention if you think that's something you might be suffering from.
And what kind of other illnesses related to being out in the cold can people see?
Well, those are the two big ones. You know, it's not necessarily an illness, but coming with the winter season is the slips and the falls, you know. And those don't always show up right after they happen. You know, there can be, you know, the tearing of tendons or ligaments or something like that, where, you know, where you do that stretch out on the ice and stuff like that, you know, and that may not show up until later and stuff like that. Broken bones, of course, are a given and stuff like that. But as far as illnesses, you know, with that, keeping yourself bundled up, it's the cold, the flu, you know, getting plenty of sleep, eating right are the best ways to get through the winter cold season and stuff like that, because we're all out shoveling, you're in and out of the warm building, in and out of the warm car and stuff like that, and it just makes us susceptible to every little virus and bug that's out there. So actually, your good general health is one of the best things that you can do. That and getting your flu vaccine and stuff like that are some of the best things that you can do to make it through that winter season.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you miss any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. Under the podcast tab.